Nigel, thoughts on that, a 1-1 draw today?
Good point away from home. Always a bit disappointed when you've led, but I thought it was quite an even game. Chances at both ends. I thought in the last 10-15 minutes, both teams trying to win it.
I'm guessing you were very pleased with that first half performance.
Yeah, especially early on. But, you know, probably the formation took them a bit by surprise, and it worked well. First opportunity we've had to put two big lads up front. Jamie Murphy's got a free roll behind them. It's just unfortunate with four or five midfielders missing. We couldn't get some of them out there.
You got a lot of people forward in that first half, didn't you, to support the front two as well?
Yeah, that's the idea as well. You know, we're trying to work out ways to be a bit more positive and everything. So we sacrificed the width today and went a bit more direct to the front two.
I suppose a sign of that positivity was the fact that Bob Harris got into that position for the goal, wasn't it?
Well, whatever formation, we encourage our full-backs to get forward, but he doesn't score many. He doesn't kick it many times with his right foot, never mind score many. So it was a lovely strike. It's his second one in a few weeks now. We challenged him a little bit and said, you should be getting 5 to 10 goals a season from the way we play and your strike as well. So it's lovely he's got another one today.
In terms of the system itself, you know, what did you sort of like about it in particular for this game? Is it something that, you know, having seen it today and the success that it's had, that you think has legs going forward?
Against certain opposition, maybe. I don't think we'll be playing it against Southampton on Tuesday. but we'll see. But it's getting Jamie Murphy on the ball as well, whichever. And he didn't get on it in the first 10-15 minutes of the second half, so we moved him out wide, still with the option of coming in, and he caused them problems again.
Certainly in that second half, he was a real threat again, wasn't he? He was getting on the ball.
We keep saying, whatever position, right, left, up the middle, just get him on the ball, and he can go past people. And I thought the two tackles in the middle on him, I thought were both bookings, and it was the same person. So if he'd have been booked for the first one, I don't think he'd have made the second challenge.
In terms of Kieran Wallace's performance today, what a display from him to come in, and he just wasn't daunted at all, was he? He looked like an natural.
No, he didn't know until an hour or so before kick-off that he was playing, which is probably the best way when you make your debut. And he's done well in training, he's settled in lovely. I think you can see sort of the pedigree, you know, he's had a good spell at Forest with England as well, a younger age group, so I think that shows up.
What in particular do you like about him? Because he was getting forward too as well, you know, to support the front two, was getting some really good positions. There was one touch yet in that second half where he brought it down in the box, had a shot as well. Do you think that he's got a big future in this club?
Yeah, we hope so. We'll see how he goes. We've got him for this season and next if we want him. So it's a case of seeing how he progresses in the next 4 or 5 months. But with no Basham available, no Scougal, no Reid, no Wallace, no Ben Davis, he's going to get an opportunity.
Not an easy place to have your debut, is it?
No, that's right. We've got no doubts about putting him in. We'll give the youngsters a chance when we think the situation's right. Not ideal today, but no, it's good to get him out there and get Flo back on the pitch as well.
You've got Chris O'Grady as well for this one back today. How is he? Is he close to 100% now, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. You saw, I thought it was a very good all-round performance from him. Held it up, got into good goal scoring positions, had a couple of shots. I think that's his first 90 minutes for some time. So it's good he's got a free week now to get ready for Walsall.
Do you think that the partnership of Higdon and O'Grady is something that you will sort of feel free to use? They are quite similar players.
Yeah, not ideal in some ways. We maybe like Mark McNulty, but also we've got to have one eye on Tuesday night.
How much did sort of Tuesday night play into the planning of this? Did you sort of maybe consider certain players, whether or not they needed to rest to help? I mean, is it so important that you have to do that?
Well, they just weren't, you know, Chris Basham came on, he wasn't fit to start. Jam's not trained all week. Little Scoogs wasn't even in the 18. Reedy's been carrying a hamstring injury, so they just weren't fit enough to start the game today. They could do 10-20 minutes at the end, but that was about it.
Do you feel like you are taking momentum into that match now, the big one on Tuesday?
I hope so. We've just lost, I think we've lost one game, haven't we, in the last six or something like that, so that's not too bad, and we're going to need every bit of everything we can get on Tuesday night to deal with Southampton.
So the only thing is when you look at the league table, it's still very early, there's an awful lot of football to come. I think it's 9 points the gap between yourselves and the top two now. Is that a concern at this stage?
Yeah, but we're top six. If we can challenge the top two, we will. But our main aim is to be in the top six.